to Friday, we keep you informed from either your news, your sports, your business, even conversations that are making headlines around the world. And on top of that, we ensure that you are part of the conversation. An interactive and conversational segment dubbed Voice of the People, where your voice is heard, your opinions are valid, and you get to come to and interact with us live on the show. Also on our social media platforms, that is Power FM Zambia, on our Facebook page, send your comment as we get to tackle so many issues affecting our daily lives. So whether on your radio set, either on your phone set, even in the car, in the bus, at school, at work, wherever you are, interact with us. Even on social media, on BTV, we are there. We want to interact with you and have a fantastic morning every single morning from Monday to Friday. That's from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. with the Queens of Breakfast, Shekinah and Fortress. Guess who's here? It's Saturday morning and your bed is fighting you. So guess what? Zucconi's Saturday Breakfast Show is fighting harder. Join me, Viola, your favorite troublemaker, with a microphone every Saturday morning on Power 91.3 FM with Sleepers Chancel. And the vibes are mandatory, baby. I'm serving you hot music, laugh out loud moments, and stories like, did that really happen? Zucconi's Saturday Breakfast is where your weekend officially starts.
Source of energy has arrived in your town. Source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Reopening of Mulungushi Textiles to transform Kabwe economy. PF member criticizes 700 kwacha salary increment for civil servants. In international news, more than 150,000 people evacuated in northern Morocco due to heavy rains and floods. In sports, Zambia sealed back-to-back AFCON futsal qualification.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The reopening of Mulungushi Textiles Limited is expected to bring major economic transformation to Kabwe beyond the creation of jobs, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mulenga has said. Speaking in an interview, the minister said the revival of the textiles firm will boost economic growth and position Zambia as a regional exporter of textile products. He disclosed that preparations for the official launch are complete, with President Hakainde Hichilema expected to officially reopen the plant either at the end of February or in the first week of March. Mr. Mulenga revealed that neighboring countries have already started placing orders for chitenges and linen, describing the Mulungushi textiles as a potential success story similar to the fertilizer industry, where Zambia has moved from being a net importer to a net exporter. He said the project is strengthening local value addition, with cotton sourced from Eastern Province, Mombwa and Kabwe, and processed locally into finished garments. On the impact on Kabwe, the minister said the investment will significantly change the face of the district, explaining that over 130 farmers have been empowered to grow cotton, more than 100 young people are already employed, while at least 500 additional direct jobs are expected to be created.
Already, there are neighboring countries that are placing orders for the chitenges and linen. So it will be another success story like the fertilizer story, where we have moved from the net importer of fertilizer to the net exporter in the region. We are getting cotton from Eastern Province, from Mombwa, from Kabwe, to be processed right in Kabwe. The cotton that we are transforming into garments. And that is what we are doing. It's an exciting story. Already you talk about a province not to transform when there is investment coming through. It would definitely, already it is showing signs of transformation, because the 130 farmers who are never farming cotton are now empowered.
A Livingstone-based Patriotic Front member, Mwewa Chilufya, has criticized the recent 700 kwacha salary increment for civil servants, describing it as insufficient to address the rising cost of living. Speaking to the media in Livingston, Mr. Chilufya said the government should reconsider the increment, arguing that it does not meaningfully improve the welfare of public service workers amid ongoing economic challenges. He explained that civil servants continue to struggle financially due to high inflation, increasing food prices, and rising utility costs, which have significantly eroded their purchasing power. Mr. Chilufya added that many civil servants are already burdened with financial obligations, including loans and family responsibilities, making the current salary adjustment inadequate to meet their basic needs. He further noted that the high cost of living continues to affect not only public workers, but also ordinary citizens, and warned that failure to implement more impactful economic measures could worsen social and economic pressure.
We therefore call upon a comprehensive, inflation-aligned review of salaries and conditions of service, one that reflects the true cost of living and restores dignity to the public service. Such a review should be evidence-based, consultative, responsive to the economic pressures facing ordinary Zambians today. This statement is coming in light with the cost of living. So, when you look at the increment that the civil servants have been given, if you convert that increment into dollars, into US dollars, that's a $35 increment. Now, the UPND government has been boasting about the CDF. Why don't they channel part of CDF to increase the salaries of civil servants?
In another development, the Food Reserve Agency has completed payments to farmers across the country who supplied maize and paddy rice during the 2024-2025 crop marketing season. Speaking in an interview with Parfum, FRA Public Relations Coordinator John Chipandwe confirmed that all funds owed to farmers were dispersed to participating banks, which are responsible for releasing the payments to individual beneficiaries. Mr. Chipandwe explained that only about 1% of farmers are yet to collect their payments from the banks, emphasizing that the FRA received the full allocation from the government by 10th January 2026 and immediately released the funds for processing. He said farmers were offered three payment options: mobile money, bank transfers, and over-the-counter payments, with the latter being the most preferred. However, Mr. Chipandwe noted that some delays were experienced mainly due to the time required to validate mobile phone numbers, as many farmers use different numbers for general communication from those registered on their mobile money accounts.
We have actually paid, according to us as FRA, we have paid all farmers countrywide. Why am I saying we have paid all the farmers countrywide? It's because all the money that we were owing farmers that supplied maize as well as paddy rice during the 2025 crop marketing season was actually disbursed to all the banks that are required to pay the farmers. So the monies for the farmers are right now in the banks, which is the second last process of paying the farmers, because the banks that we have engaged are responsible for giving out the funds to the actual farmers countrywide.
A 67-year-old cyclist, Alex Himonga of Kayuni East Farms in Monze, has died after being hit by Mitsubishi Canter along the Monze Mbazabuka Road. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mr. Mono Namalongo confirmed the incident in a statement issued to the media. Mr. Namalongo said the accident happened on February 7, 2026, around 1700 hours, about 2 kilometers north of Monze Township at Munangandu Farms. He said the cyclist was crossing the road from the western to the eastern.